This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, here are your headlines. Let's start with the NBA. We talked about the Rockets and their offseason. Boy, a lot of people texting in their thoughts on Jalen Green, on the Rockets this offseason. We'll get to you guys, I promise. 713-572-4610 if you want to text. Ime Udoka finishes in third place for NBA Coach of the Year. Kenny Atkinson of the top-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers, who trail their series in the second round 1-0 right now to Indiana. He wins the award. J.B. Bickerstaff, former interim head coach for the Houston Rockets. He was number two. The turnaround in Detroit got him to runner-up. And then Ime Udoka, 7 first-place votes. He finishes third in the running for NBA Coach of the Year. That'll probably be as close as any Rocket employee gets to an award this year. Good season. And Ime Udoka getting recognized as such. As far as the NBA playoffs go, upsets galore so far. So far, Seth, in all three of the second round series that have started, the only one that has yet to get underway is the one the Rockets would have been playing in if they had won in Game 7. Minnesota and Golden State get started tonight in Minnesota.
Ooh.
But the other three series, the underdog has taken a 1-0 lead on the road in those series. Indiana beat Cleveland on Sunday evening before the Rockets game. And then last night in the first games of the second round, the New York Knicks beat the Boston Celtics in Boston in overtime. And then the Denver Nuggets on an Aaron Gordon 3-point shot late come back and beat OKC, and they're up 1-0. So if you remain into the NBA playoffs, the second round is off to a very intriguing start.
I'm fascinated to see what happens with Golden State with their many players they have who are 31 years old or older and on one day rest going to Minnesota. Exactly
straight
how
there.
That's going to work.
Like,
yeah. I mean, that's after a 7-game series and a hard-fought one at that. That'll be interesting. If we can go back to the NBA, the Coach of the Year voting a little bit. The thing that jumped out at me immediately was the 5 third-place votes that J.J. Redick got. J.J.
yeah.
Redick finished 6th because he had 0 first-place votes, 0 second-place votes, but 5 third-place votes, which I'm guessing those the Lakers writers might be the most homerish sports writers in all of it. Like, they bow down in abeyance to the L.A. Lakers and just love talking about their allure and their mystique and everything else like that. Those are 5 worthless, unethical punks that voted for J.J. Redick in the Los Angeles area. I'm convinced of it.
I thought in the regular season, I thought he actually did a decent job considering. Look, I know they won at least during the regular season, the thought was they won the Luka trade, and ultimately they probably did. But, he got him to the 3 seed. That's not an easy – it sounds weird to say, and there's going to be 25 other NBA teams that are like, oh, yeah, tough problem to have mixing 2 of the biggest stars in the league together. Not a totally easy I don't think he did a bad job. I thought he was all right in the regular season. He was atrocious in the postseason. Like, when the head coaching started to really matter, he was terrible, playing his guys for an entire half without a sub.
That's true, yeah. I got to forget the part. You have to forget that part of it because it's a regular season award.
Yeah.
Good job, J.J. Redick.
Yeah. You deserve those 5 third-place votes.
Yes, you are indeed the smartest man in the room. I apologize.
Like,
how could I be so dumb?
That's right. The Astros lose last night to the Milwaukee Brewers, 5-1 the final score. The offense just anemic, 8 singles and a double in the game. And no Yordan Alvarez. And as bad as Yordan has been by Yordan, well, really by anybody's standards, his OPS is in the 600s right now. Just not having him in the lineup is a little jarring. Joe Espada, still talking about quality at-bats and things like that. Joe Espada's never going to get negative on his team. He was asked after the game, is it more frustrating or encouraging that you're getting quality at-bats, but you're just a hit away?
Yeah, as long as the quality is there, I'm fine. Because I know that we're going to get some big hits. You know, our offense has not gotten hot yet, and we playing 500 baseball. Our pitching is doing a really good job. Our bullpen is doing a really phenomenal job keeping us in game. We just got to be patient and continue to move forward and continue to fight, because this will turn around. We'll get hot here soon.
Okay.
Yeah. The Brewers have allowed the second, in terms of pitch judgment, since you mentioned it and whatnot, the Brewers have allowed the second most walks in the league right now. And one of the huge culprits was Myers, the pitcher, last night. And the Astros didn't get a single walk against him.
No. And so,
but
guys,
the judgment at the plate, that's what's going to be the key this year. And aggressive base running, Sean.
Yeah.
That's going to bring everything home.
Some guys are back to swinging at the first pitch again. And guys who shouldn't be swinging at the first pitch. So the Astros lose. They're back at it again tonight. And if you hadn't heard, Yordan Alvarez officially goes to the 10-day IL. So he'll be out for at least 10 days. Out of nowhere yesterday, although you can see the reasons why, Justin Tucker released by the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. And I guess the foreshadowing for this, Seth, was the Ravens, who had never drafted a kicker in their 30-year history, drafted a kicker. Drafted a kicker in the sixth round of the NFL draft. Justin Tucker, released by the Baltimore Ravens. They put out a very flowery statement about how much he's meant to the organization and how many great memories they have of Justin Tucker. I did not expect the statement to mention at all the shroud of controversy that he's under right now. I can't imagine another team signing Justin Tucker right now, considering the ongoing investigation, and B, the fact that there probably were football reasons to at least look at bringing in another kicker with the Ravens. He was one of the worst kickers in football last year.
He was awful, and you wonder how much of Justin Tucker falling apart last year had to do with him probably realizing there was a swirling fiasco of controversy around him.
Yeah.
And all these allegations against him. So the Ravens, who have demonstrated time and time again that they will not accept or allow stuff like this on a team if a player isn't good anymore. Zero tolerance if a player is no good anymore.
Right.
So Ray Rice, who was an aging and not nearly as good running back, or now Justin Tucker, who is the same way. But they did draft Mike Green, who faces two sexual assault allegations.
Yes, some back in the
allegations.
Building.
Yeah. Allegations.
Allegations. Yes. Allegations. Yeah. So Justin Tucker, I heard the show before ours on the network debating, like, there's, you know, I think it was Perloff saying, well, is this going to affect him getting into the Hall of Fame? This won't. I mean, the thing that affects him most getting into the Hall of Fame is kickers just take a long time to get put into the Hall of Fame. But as John McClain will point out anytime it gets brought up, it's about what they did on the field, not off the field.
Yeah.
I wonder if some of that is going to get, I know that that is the stated criteria by the Hall of Fame, is it is strictly for what is done on the field. Those rules are maybe somewhat archaic. I think as we get younger Hall of Fame selectors into the committee and whatnot, it may be the stated thing that the off-the-field stuff doesn't matter, but...
Yeah. Listen, that's what they say, yeah. And it's easy when they go untested with it, because they haven't... Listen, this is the crew that made Terrell Owens wait and wait and wait, just simply because he was annoying. It wasn't like Terrell Owens didn't have off-field issues or anything else like that, but they didn't like the cut of his jib.
Nope.
So they love to act like, well, we abide by the rules, and we would never allow somebody's off-field transgressions.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't think. But that's the thing. I think because it's a kicker, it doesn't ever become a. It's easy to push off for various reasons. Yeah.
Yeah. That's if he were the best receiver of his generation or something, you know, or if Deshaun Watson were actually a Hall of Fame caliber player, you know, that would put it to the test.
There's time, Sean.
Yeah.
There's time.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Just, I'm sick of you hating on Deshaun and counting him out just because he hasn't basically played football in 5 years.
Fair.
He hasn't played good football in 5 years.
We got answers. Speaking of the Texans, we got answers on a couple of things yesterday from D'Amico Ryans, including how will one of the primary guys they drafted a couple of weeks ago get used at least early on in his career. We got a Tank Dell update as well that we will get to. All of this from the Texans charity golf tournament yesterday. We've got that coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour next. Stay there.